Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Stored and Compressed. This is something you could listen to when you want to relax for a while, to rest, maybe even sleep. By the end of this, you'll be left in a compressed state, stored on a pause, if you will. Nothing inside will have to change or move. You can simply relax and let go. And it's very interesting how this works. With files, we can use compression to allow them to take up less space. So we can store them away for a while and we don't have to think about it. With your mind, we can do something similar. We can slowly help your mind to get into a more simple state. Then I will slowly apply some simple compression algorithms until there's less and less of your mind left. Then, by the end, you can be stored away for a little while and you'll automatically decompress when it's time to wake up again. So I hope you're ready to relax, to feel yourself be compressed and stored for a little while. We're going to begin with the basics. Before we apply any algorithms, it's smart to remove anything unnecessary from your mind. Throughout the day, there are probably lots of thoughts you don't really need. There might be things of tomorrow or yesterday that wander through your mind, thoughts that right now aren't really that important. If you want to relax, it can help a lot to focus on what's happening right now, this very moment. And in this moment, all you're doing is listening, following the words, letting yourself go along with the ups and downs. And the more you listen, the easier it'll be to relax. As your body gets more comfortable, you'll also find that there's no longer any signals needed to go back and forth. You can let your legs relax, almost switch off for a little while. Perhaps your hands, wrists, arms as well. They can be switched off while you don't need them. As long as you're comfortable, they can simply stay in the position that they are. What's especially nice is that many processes in the body can run autonomously. Things like breathing or the beating of your heart happen, whether you think about them or not. Even when you notice yourself breathing, you often rapidly forget about it again. And when you exhale, you might even find yourself relaxed. As we've slowly started to clean up your mind a little bit and focusing on the now, the position of your body, the temperature of the room, any background sounds that might still be happening, even though they are unimportant. The cadence of my voice can be interesting as well. There is so much information in how someone says something. And part of that can help you to listen and let go. Now, the more empty your mind is, the easier the next steps will become. One funny thing is that there are several types of compressions. You may or may not know that they're lossless and lossy algorithms, encodings that either reproduce what was compressed exactly or merely an approximation. Now, while it is tempting to use a lossy algorithm with your mind, meaning that any finer detail might be lost, smoothening out your brain, as it were, we'll go for a lossless one. Your mind will be returned as is, allowing you to enjoy the relaxation without having to think about what happens next. To do this, we're going to look for patterns in your thoughts. Did you know that many of the thoughts we have are reactions to previous ones? Almost everything in the mind is associative. One thing linked to another to another. Every thought you have has a point that starts it, and then another point where it ends, linking to the next. These chains or sequences of events we can slowly analyze for thoughts that repeat. If there are certain thoughts that happen over and over again, we can simplify them by simply keeping track unconsciously by when they occur, without needing to think about the contents of those thoughts. And if we start doing this over and over again, you'll find that your mind doesn't have a lot of thoughts left. Many of the things that are happening are repetitions of before, and any returning thought can be safely forgotten as it has already been registered. Once we do this, it'll be easier and easier to slowly run out of things to think. It doesn't matter if your mind is empty or not. We're simply making a map of the most common thoughts, storing them for later so you can let go. By the end, all we have is a few references to thoughts that are references to thoughts, because even those patterns repeat. We can layer this encryption and encoding until the compression creates a wonderfully tight blank space, like a gentle, consistent, firm pressure all around, a weighted blanket for your mind. And the less they have to concern themselves with moving. A little bit like your mind is being vacuum sealed. All the space to do anything is slowly being taken away for a little bit. Note it down and then simply stuck. And what's nice is there's this moment when the rest of your brain, your mind, your thoughts just stop. They drop into a state of read-only compression. You might be able to silently observe yourself feeling this. It might even pass you by unnoticed, as the sudden drop will happen without a real warning. It just sort of occurs when everything clicks into place and the compression is done. A read-only mind. Nothing can be changed. There's no room to think. And it is so easy to store this away. What's especially nice about that is the less space you take up, the more energy you have left for resting and recuperation, the more silent your mind, the nicer it'll feel. And of course, once your mind drops into that state, allowing itself to simply be stored away, we can pick a mental space to put what's left. Even if the silent observer is there to follow, they don't really take any energy either, because everything else is stored and compressed. What's nice about this is that the gentle, firm, consistent pressure allows you to really relax into it. And the more you relax, the easier it is to take up less space, which can feel so cozy and comfortable. A read-only state in which you can let your body recover and rest. Any signals from your body that are not really important for right now can be safely fading away, passing by unnoticed. And of course, any important signals will be acted upon when it's time to wake up again. You'll automatically decompress and be restored properly. For now, though, you can let the drop of those thoughts happen. Compressed into a read-only state, quiet inside. No space for thoughts, simply stored for a little while. And a very fortunate side effect of this is, because we naturally have to organize your thoughts to compress them, you'll likely feel more organized afterwards, more aware of which ones can be ignored for now. So let yourself relax, your body settle, your mind silent, read only. Drop a blank state. Enveloped and safe. And in this state, you could allow yourself to sleep, giving your body the rest and recovery it can use. Maybe a nap, maybe longer. your internal clock will know when it's time. The automatic processes that we've discussed before will take care of everything. Even the silent observer can rest if it so chooses. So if you like, you can let go and sleep. And if you need to, you can take off your headphones and sleep.